just a couple minutes ago. I think she's got 8 or 10.
13.
13 already? Yeah. She had 13 points in the last few minutes. And minute 23 to go here. Loggers or Prentice with the ball. Looking to hold on to it. It's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to stay with the Buccaneers. Couple substitutions. Looks like Quinnell and Allie Williams into the ball game for the Eckert sisters. And Buccaneers get it in. And it's over. Niels has it on the right wing. Looking to get it into the low post. They do to Harding. And Callie Hakenin has it now. That one tipped away by Timmers. Taken away by Timmers. Minute 6 to go. It's Loggers with the ball. Timmers fouled by Callie Haken. Kind of a frustration foul right there. She wanted it back. And Callie working really hard here.
Yeah.
Having a fabulous game here for the Bucks in this first half. And Loggers with the ball. Around the perimeter it goes. Here's Allie Williams for three. And that's good. Allie Williams, a nice shot. Continuing her sharp shooting from that Grantsburg game. And a three-pointer for her, her first basket of the game. And Callie Haken with the ball over to England, right side. Looking to, it kicks it out to Niels. Niels has it up to Hakenin. Hakenin back to England, a quick shot, three-pointer, missed, and knocked out of bounds by Callie. Callie all over the court here. It's going to be Loggers basketball, though. 30 seconds to go, first half, 24-46. Loggers with the lead over the Prentice Buccaneers. And they get it into the high post to Timmers. To Quinnell over to Lehman on the right side. Skip pass over to the left side into that high post now. Right wing. Loggers passing the ball well. Everyone touching it right now. Timmers had a chance to get it by the low post. Missed on air. Here's Allie Williams for three. That one misses. Rebounded by Prentice. Prentice has 2 seconds. 1 second. They get it up, and a little too far, just a little too far. And that's going to be the score at the end of the half here. It's 46-24. Phillips Loggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers, and we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a four-minute timeout. 4 minutes, guys.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, Plus, items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podwelt here. We're in Prentice, Wisconsin. That's where we went to school, Nate.
Yeah.
And basketball game here, girls basketball. It's the Prentice Buccaneers taking on the Phillips Loggers, and the Loggers leading right now 46-24, and we got Jason Robb over there making fun of me and having a good time here tonight. But you know, the Buccaneers really had a nice showing in this first half.
Yeah.
You know, the first 6 minutes of the game, it was pretty much tied, and then you could see that the depth of the Loggers kind of stepped in and was a little too much. The Buccaneers started to get a little bit tired and the Loggers' defense, the turnovers started to wear on them, and
the pressure
was just a little bit too much. So Prentice is going to get a nice little break, you know, a rest. Callie Haken does a lot over there on that team. That's a lot of points to have to score here.
15 of the 24.
And she's got 15 of the 24. But it's been poor shooting to start for the Loggers, but yeah. They use their chaos that they're so good at and creating chaos to get this game back to where they wanted. It was a 20-point lead.
Yeah, she had no points, and then all of a sudden she clipped off 13 points there at the end.
The shooting was pretty atrocious by the Loggers, to go in missing layups, missing shots, and whatnot. But we'll go over our leaders here. This is the Forward Bank halftime show, and leading the way here for the Prentice Buccaneers, Callie Haken with 15, and we had Kylie Orson with 6, and Leah Niels with 3. And a little more spread out scoring here for the Phillips Loggers as Brooke Ecker with 11. No, I'm sorry, Matea 13. She didn't have any to start out there.
None.
And then 13, she's leading the way. And Brooke Ecker with 11. Brooke's been the most impressive here tonight, you know, on the board, getting rebounds. She's a real mismatch for Prentice. Let's see here. Casey's got 7. Sarah Knack has 6. Lily Miller's got 4. Allie Williams has 3. Kendra Timmers has 2. So pretty much everyone scoring here right now. And been a nice finish to the first half for the Phillips Loggers. There's 3 minutes to go, 3.5 minutes to go here in this halftime as the teams are just starting to come back onto the court. And, you know, Nate, what do you think coaches are talking about in the locker room? I think... You know, Coach Egerbrecht.
Calm down, girls. Make your shots.
Calm down. You know, playing really sloppy. You know, I haven't seen the Loggers play this sloppy in quite a while, you know. And start of the season, you're going to work through quirks and things like that, you know. But there was a lot of turnovers, a lot of missed shots, not the greatest passing early on, things like that. It just looked different than what we're used to. I think we're going to see a different team here in the second half. They'll pull away quickly and go from there. You know, you're the Buccaneers. It's hang in there. You know, I'm sure Chris is talking, you know, let's get some more moments like that. You know, we had a few good moments, and, you know, we can't afford to make mistakes. We have to know who we're guarding. Chris is going to have to, you know, understand a little bit. They are getting tired out there. You know, there's not a lot of depth on this Prentice team, your young team, and not a lot of depth, but They're definitely giving their all here tonight. And again, if you're at home watching, guys, come on down. There's plenty of room in the stands here. It's Prentice against Phillips. I know it's a Thursday night, but
popcorn is going to need.
Yeah, Phillips, I would say, has done a nice job with their crowd, bringing a nice crowd, nice student section, everything. JJ, are you able to get us any snacks at all? We could go for a snack.
Yeah, I could go for a snack, too.
We could go for some snacks, maybe some popcorn and candy bars. And depends what they got over there. I got all kinds of good stuff. Nate's got some money there.
Here you go, JJ.
There we go. We're going to send the kids off with some money to go get us some snacks.
And some waters.
And some waters. Colin, that's $8. We need like $15 worth of stuff.
Work your charm.
So 46-24 here. Minute 32 to go. Can you want to pull up our high school sports sponsors again here, Nate?
Yep.
And Prentice going to have to stay in this game or, you know, early, try to do something. And if they're going to have to figure out a way to beat this 1-3-1 pressure of the Loggers. And here we go. Here's our high school sports sponsors. We have Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and Park Falls BP. So we thank our high school sports sponsors. And I'm going to have to stop and get gas on the way back. I'm gonna stop at Chuck Station.
I don't think they're open.
Not open?
Probably not.
All right. Well, Chuck, there's your plug. I got you a plug, Chuck. And both teams huddled up here. Again, Prentice in their white uniforms with red letters. And the Phillips Loggers with their black uniforms. And Loggers with the experience on their side. And, you know, they've got the Eckert sisters been playing here for a long time. Casey Egerbrecht seems like she's been playing here for 6 years. And definitely got the experience over here. Mixing in some new faces with Sarah Knack and Allie Williams and Timmers and whatnot. It's a nice little Loggers team. And Sarah Knack going to take it out of bounds here for the Loggers. You're listening on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel. We appreciate it. Stay tuned in. All right. Matea with the ball. Hands it off to Egerbrecht. Egerbrecht to Lehman. Allie hands it off to Knack. And a little dump pass down to the basket. And here's a shot from Lehman and Allie with her first 2 points of the game. Prentice going to take it up. And Callie Hakenin. Going to start things off up at the top and looking to find someone coming off the screen and goes off of England's leg and out of bounds. So an unforced turnover. It's going to be Loggers ball. 48-24, 17 minutes, 27 seconds to go in this ball game. And Matea with the ball top of the key doing the dribble handoff. Lehman working around the perimeter here. The Loggers are. Looking for their opportunity, looking for their cutters. And Egerbrecht's going to drive in a nice left-handed layup. Puts a little English on it and gets a spin to go. That was the most athletic shot of the night here so far.
Casey, I don't know, that one that Brooks shot was pretty.
Yeah. Prentice with the ball. And looking to get it to Hakenin. Looking for their screeners. There's a flex screen taken away by Brooke Eckert. Callie Hayden takes it back. She's going to go in. Gets it to Hardy, and it's blocked. Matea blocked it. And it's going to be two shots, I think, for Harding. And they got Brooke Eckert with the foul. Harding from the free throw line. Missing that one. Second free throw for Harding is good. And Logger is going to bring it up. Knack with the ball. And running a different offense, a new offense for this half. We've seen it a lot last year. And Eckert, or Matea with the drive, gets a little floater to go. And it's 52-25 here with 16:23 to go. Loggers pulling away. Up 27 right now. England with the ball on this right side. Guarded by Lehman. Picks up the ball, and Casey gets a steal. Casey's going to go in on the right side. Gets the layup, and it's 54-25. 16 minutes to go here now. Neal is going to slow it down a little bit.
It was kind of what we expected.
Yeah, get it across half court. And tough to make some passes here against this man-to-man defense.
Yeah.
Another steal here by Casey. He's on the ground. It's going to be not a jump ball.
Wow.
Lehman gets it up to Matea. Matea with the layup. And Prentice going to try to bring it up. And this tough man-to-man defense right here, it's hard for Prentice to get a pass off right now. Loggers playing tight on everyone. Taken in with the ball, guarded by Matea. I mean, look at the length of Matea.
Yeah,
she's just a long girl.
She's just so focused in.
Mm-hmm. And Prentice has it top of the key. Over to Needles on the right side. They get it into Orson. Orson looking to get it back out. She dribbles out. And taken away by Casey Egerbrecht. Casey on the left side. Left-handed layup is good. And 58-25 right now, 14:52. Neal's brings it up. And the tempo has just totally changed. And when they slow down this tempo, it's tough for the Buccaneers to even get a pass off. And Haken gets it, almost loses it, keeps control of it. Harding with the ball on that wing. She's going to drive a nice little pump fake into the basket, gets it to go. Nice play from Harding. 27-58, Prentice. Never say die, right? They used to tell us that, Nate.
They used to.
And Phillips with the ball, the travel or something.
Travel,
they're going to get her with the travel. She stepped on Harding's foot. Lost her step. And Prentice with the ball. 14 minutes, 15 seconds to go. It's a 58-27 lead for the Loggers, I should say, over the Prentice Buccaneers. Orson with the ball on the left wing. Good popcorn over here, though.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I really like popcorn here.
Yeah. I'm surprised we don't see Mr. Polkola.
No. They're probably not allowed. You're probably not allowed here anymore. That ball tipped out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Phillips, stay with Prentice. Checking in is Timmers for the Loggers. Hendra coming off the bench. And they get it into Blumberg. Blumberg to Niels. Niels pump fakes, gets it out to Callie Haakkinen. Haakkinen over to Niels. Niels looking to get into Haakkinen, but it was taken away. Casey Egerbrecht. Little bounce pass to Hallie Lehman, gets the layup to go. And it's 60-27 now. 13:30 to go. And you see Buccaneers getting tired. Need to play with tempo to have any chance of getting anything going offensively. It's going to be real tough. Just smothered by the Loggers right now. As Niels has it, Sarah all over her. And a nice little... And Harding with another pump fake gets to the basket. So Harding having fun here getting to the basket here tonight. And it's 29-60. And Matea with the ball on the baseline gets it up to Knack into the high post to Timmers. Timmers to Eckert. Here's Matea for three. 63-29. 12 minutes, 48 seconds to go. And Niels brings it across half court. JJ, did we get any candy bars at all or no?
That's Cully's job.
I'm going to have to send my Heather on a run maybe. Orson with the ball, top of the key for Prentice. Gets it over to Harding on the left side. Looking to get it into Haakkinen by the basket. She does, kicks it out to Niels. A nice pass missed by Niels. Rebounded by Prentice. This time by Phillips, though. And Matea going to take it up left side. She picks it up at the three-point line. Over to Knack. Knack pump fake. Dribbles around right side. Back to Matea. Matea has it top of the key. Kicks it out to Sarah Knack. Knack from three. Gets the three-pointer to go. 66-29. 12 minutes to go in this ballgame. And Niels gets it across half court. Right side over to Luka Blumberg. Not to be confused with Luka Doncic. But Luka Blumberg. And what happened there? Turned it over.
I'm trying to.
It's out of bounds. Timeout White. The full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewell here in Prentice, Wisconsin. We have high school girls basketball, and it's a 66-29 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers. It's 11 minutes, 43 seconds to go here in this ballgame. I think we got a running clock from here on out. And Buccaneers had some strong runs early on, but just unable to hang on to the depth here with the Loggers.
Yeah.
We knew the Loggers were going to pull away. It's kind of a sloppy start. Really, the Loggers haven't played the greatest, but to say that there's 12 minutes to go and they have 66 points, kind of crazy to say that. Shows how spoiled we've been and Phillips. Anyways, Blumberg with the ball. Gets it over to Holm to Haakkinen. Callie Haakkinen with the ball. Callie's got it. Guarded by Matea Eckert. Matea takes that one away on the pass. Matea's going to go right side. She gets that layup to go. That length of Matea is pretty impressive. Also, the fastest girl in the state in the 200 in track this year. Prentice gets the ball. Cross half court. Over to Holm. And what was it in the 400? Oh. And Callie Haakkinen with the ball. She's going to try to spin around Matea. Looking for someone to pass to. Not a lot of movement. They get it into the low post to Niels, and a holding foul on Phillips. And 10:51. I guess they're not going to do a running clock. Is it 30 points on a running clock? I don't think so. Anyways, they don't want the running clock here. They want to get better. That's all right. And Prentice gets the ball in from out of bounds here, taken away immediately, though. Casey Egerbrecht with the ball now. 10:45 to go here. Casey pulls up from three-pointer. Short, rebounded by Prentice. Going the other direction, Callie Haakkinen. 29-68, Phillips with the lead. 10 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in this ball game. Haakkinen, not a lot of movement right now from the Buccaneers. Working around the perimeter, looking to get it into the low post. They do get it into Callie, and left-handed layup. Oh, can't get it to go. I should say a left-handed spinning baby hook. A little more impressive than the layup. Callie Haakkinen, impressive player. And that was Lily Miller with a quick shot on the other end. Lily Miller gets that basket to go at 70-29. Callie's going to bring it up center court. And here's another turnover, unforced. This one, Casey Egerbrecht takes it left side, avoids the block, gets a nice layup at 72-29. Some substitutions ready here for the Buccaneers. Orson has it. Over to Madison Holm, cross-court pass over to Callie Haakkinen. Callie gets it over to Blumberg. Blumberg. As it's slapped away, she picks it back up. Gets it back to Callie. And back and forth they go on the perimeter, looking to find this flex screen that's coming through. And it's turned over. Matea picks it up. And turned over. I don't know who that was off of. She's going to stay with the Loggers. The Loggers basketball under the basket. And here's some substitutions here now. Half Callie Haakkinen comes out. Luca Blumberg comes out along with Lydia Harding. And here is Lily Miller for two. Nice shot from Lily Miller. She's got to have 8 points here tonight.
Exactly 8 points.
Exactly eight. 8:55 to go here. It's 74-29. Niels dribbling top of the key. Puts it between the legs. Pretty fancy. And trying to find someone to get it to. She gets it to England. England dribbles in. Nice defense by Allie Williams. Gets it back out to Holmes. Orson has it now, top of the key. Little pump fake. She's going to attack the basket. All the way she goes. Oh, can't get it to go. Nice drive by Orson. That makes Grandma Bierman over there happy to see. And that shot was missed. Rebounded here by Kylie Orson. Orson taking it up right side. Little pump fake. Little hesitation. She's going to go to the basket. Kicks it back out to Niels. Niels out at the three-point line. Drives in. Going to get a foul. 8:04 to go here. And Sarah Knack going to check in for Casey Eggerbrecht. Now we got a running clock.
Must need a few more points.
And Prentice with the ball gets it inbound. Taken away by Sarah Knack and the Loggers. Sarah for the left-handed layup is no good. And we're going to get a foul, though. Holmes, Madison Holmes, with the foul from behind, is going to put Sarah Knack at the line. It's 29-74, 7 minutes, 27 seconds to go. And Sarah Knack, first free throw, no good. And second free throw from Sarah Knack. Underway here. Here she is. That one up and good. And Sarah Knack gets the free throw, 75-29. And pressure from the Loggers. And Leah Niels pulls up from deep three. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Timmers. And Kendra kicks it over to Sarah Knack. Knack with the ball top of the key right now. She picks it up. Gets it to the wing or to the elbow. Allie Williams from three. And no good. Uh-oh. Just rims out. And going the other way. And that's England with the ball right now. Ashlyn picks it up. And this time taken away by Quinnell. And up court they go. The Loggers back and forth. Nice play. Sarah Knack to Lily Miller. Back to Sarah Knack. Back to Lily Miller. Gets the basket to go, and she's fouled. Nice play there from the juniors. Or no, the sophomores. Those girls, sophomores or juniors? They're knacking them. Yeah, the juniors.
Who showed up late?
Yeah, Randy Heckman and Shirley, a little late to the game here tonight. Sure, they're escorted by the police. And free throw was good. And Niels brings the ball cross court. 5:37 to go here. Prentice with the ball. Working around the perimeter. And Phillips kind of backing off a little bit on defense. And Harding's got it. She's going to drive the basket. She's going to go to the free throw line. She's fouled.
She's got the only points of the half.
Well, you know, she's done a nice job attacking the basket. It really, you know, pump fake and go to the basket. And if all the, you know, pressure is going to be on Callie Haakkinen, you know, it gives her an opportunity to do stuff like that. And substitution, Callie Haakkinen back into the game. Callie scoreless in the second half.
Yep. Lydia Harding has 5 points for the Buccaneers.
And you could really see the, just, it's, where's he out when you have to go against his Loggers team? Knack with the ball. Over to Williams on this left baseline. Williams misses the three. Rebounded over there by
Kendrick.
Yeah, by Lauren Geiger. And going to get a travel. Shuffled her feet. Shuffled her feet. Travel's called. It's going to be Prentice basketball. 4:20 to go here and counting. Haakkinen passes it in to Niels. Niels going to dribble it up. across half court, gets the offense set. Loggers still playing their man-to-man defense. Loggers been switching off from it man-to-man, I think, this whole second half.
Yeah, pretty much.
First half was the 1-3-1. Kelly Haken is going to drive. She misses. And Neal's a nice pass to Harding by the basket. Harding puts it up and good.
Wow.
Harding again here. 8 points in the second half. All 8 points. There's a steal by Callie Haken. She's going to go coast to coast and see if she can get it. Gets it to go. Nice layup by Callie Haken. Possibly could have got the foul called, too. 3:30 to go. It's 78-34. Phillips with the ball. Missed by Kendra Timmers. Rebounded by Callie Haken. Haken going to take it up herself. And she's going to set up the offense from the top of the key. Over to Neals. Neals looking to get it into Geiger. She was open for a minute there. But Harding, they're going to get it to her. Kick back out to England for three. Misses. Rebound. Phillips up to Allie Williams. Allie Williams, the fast break is good. 3 minutes to go here. It's 80-34.
I thought she was going to dunk it.
Close. She was close to the slam dunk. Callie brings it across half court. Gets it to Neals. Neals open from the wing. She passes up on the three-pointer. She's going to dribble it into the free throw line. Steps into it. Leah Neals. Nice shot. 80-36. And Loggers with the ball. Get it into Eckert down in the low post. Eckert passes it. Kind of turned it over. She was fouled, though. She's going to go to the free throw line. And that one was on, I'm not sure who that foul was on. I think that was on Olivia, or on Lydia Harding.
You're correct.
Allie Lehman going to check back in. Eckert misses the free throw. And Eckert set to shoot her second free throw. Here it is. And it's good, Brooke Eckert. And that makes it 81-36. A minute 39 and counting. We got the running clock going here. And Prentice gets it in. Leah Neals brings it up, gets it across half court. Over to Luka, not Doncic, Blumberg. And up top of the key, Prentice has it. Into Neals, gets away with the travel, drives it in, has it stripped away. Prentice keeps the ball. Holm has it. Over to Neals. Neals going to step into or step back, I should say. Oh, just misses a step back. Minute to go here, 81-36. Loggers on top, under a minute now. Williams over to Lily Miller, into Timmers, down to Hallie Lehman. That was some nice offense by the Loggers. Four quick passes, gets the layup. 46 seconds to go. It's 83-36. Neals, the top of the key. Prentice looking stagnant on offense. Neals going to have to create herself. She does. She is guarded by Quinnell to the basket. Here, she gets the foul call. She tries to get a shot up. And they're going to stop the clock on this one right now. That's good. Give her a chance to shoot the free throws. I think this is a Prentice hometown call stopping the clock right now. I like it.
Yeah.
Get her points. First three free throw was missed. Neals for the second one. Steps into it. Misses that one. Nice box out rebound by Lily Miller. And Allie Williams gets it across half court. 24 seconds to go. Hallie Lehman. And going to get a call a charge. Luka Blumberg steps in and draws the charge. Luka Blumberg looking like Ersan Ilyasova drawing the charge. Orson gets it in. 12 seconds to go here. She gets it in to Kylie Seuss. Kylie Seuss from deep two misses. Allie Williams with the rebound. 3 seconds to go. That's going to be it. The Loggers really were going for a basket.
Wow.
Much like that.
Wow, great.
And that's going to be the ball game. 83-36 is your final. You write that score down, Nate. 83-36. And with that said here, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a two-minute timeout. We're going to come back with the Forward Bank post-game show.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dogwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Dogwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Wagon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And welcome back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podewelt here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It was opening night here, basketball, high school action. We had the girls. It was Prentice and Phillips. Phillips comes out on top of that one. Final score, 36-83. Phillips really pulled away in the second half, but man, I'm so happy to be here. Basketball is on us. Upon us, I should say, and my favorite time of the year. And
it's everybody's favorite time of the year.
Good time to start things out, you know, in Prentice, you know, where everything all started, you know, for us. And, you know, being here, growing up in high school and seeing all these people that we went to high school with and now they're kids here, it's always a good time coming back to Prentice, but we're happy to be here. It was a good game tonight. Prentice just doesn't have the depth. Phillips does. You know, they got tired early, and once that happened, it was too much. Callie Haken can only really do so much on that team there, you know, when there's no one coming off the bench. They really wore her out with that 1-3-1 defense, you know, and then once they started getting tired, it was a turnover, you know, just turnover, 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 layup, layup, layup. Phillips built the big lead, and it was too much to overcome here tonight. But I'll give it to Prentice early on. They were fun to watch.
Yeah.
They had a lead with 4 minutes, 5 minutes into the ball game, and really had Phillips playing on their heels. So, you know, good job to Prentice on that aspect of it. And we're going to go over some of our scores here, or our scoring leaders here tonight on this Forward Bank post-game show. And for the Loggers, leading the way, Matea Eckert, 22 points. It was the end of the first half, and we said she hadn't scored yet. Comes back with 22, but it's going to be a special season for her, watching her.
Totally,
we're
going to
see some pretty crazy things out of her this year. She's just so long and such a mismatch. 22 points for her.
Quick.
Yeah. Casey Egerbrecht with 15. We had Brooke Eckert with 12. Sarah Knack with 10. Lily Miller with 10. Allie Williams with 5. Kendra Timmers with 2. Allie Lehman with 6.
Yep.
And pretty even scoring there for the Loggers. you know, rolling right down there, been pretty impressive. Got tough to score in the second half for the Buccaneers. Got pretty tough to score. It was Callie Haken leading the way with 17, and we had Lydia Harding with 8, all of them in the second half. Kylie Orson with 6. So nice job from the sophomore. And it was Leah Neals with 5. Leah Neals fought hard here tonight, played hard, but too much to overcome here. Fun night. Glad that everyone tuned in and caught this first game. We're going to be back here soon. I think we're off for a little while. Schwamigan's got some games coming up here shortly, though. But we appreciate everyone that tuned in and listened here tonight. So final score again here, 83-36 in Prentice, Wisconsin. That's it for Jeff Hakenen and Nathan Podwell. Everybody, you guys have a good night.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The body of a woman abducted by Hamas during the October 7th terror attacks has been found near Gaza's El Shifa Hospital. That's according to Israeli Defense Forces.
They found the body of 65-year-old Yehudit Weiss in a building adjacent to the El Shifa Hospital where the IDF have been conducting this raid over the last couple of days. So this is the first hostage, as far as we know, that has been found by the IDF in its operation in Gaza. And obviously this is a terrible news for her family, and it comes just as we have been hearing that there is progress in these talks, hopefully to try and reach a deal.
ABC's Patrick Reeval. Federal judge declaring a mistrial in the case against former Louisiana police officer Brett Hackinson because the jury couldn't reach a verdict. He was facing charges of violating Breonna Taylor's civil rights. The Marines say Commandant General Eric Smith has been released from inpatient care but will soon have a procedure done to repair a heart valve that doctors say contributed to his cardiac arrest. This is ABC News. Social media owner Elon Musk coming under fire for a post on his X platform appearing to agree with an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory.
Musk posted agreement with the false claim that Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of dialectical hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. Now, in later posts overnight, Musk appeared to backtrack from his earlier remark, but White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told George somebody like Musk, the world's richest person behind Tesla and X, stoking anti-Semitism is reprehensible and unacceptable.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. IBM confirms it's pulled advertising from X after a report found the platform ran IBM ads next to pro-Nazi material. RSV infections rising so fast in parts of the country that emergency rooms in Georgia and Texas are nearly full. In response, federal officials say they're releasing more doses of the new RSV shot for newborns. Andy Field, ABC News.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that, right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still. Never do. hearts stay broke. Some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it all right, just like you're doing to me. Never do.
Hey, it's Brian Curry checking in Thursday evening. Hope you're having a great week. We continue with Kelsey Ballerini.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
It don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as a thunder roll.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98 Q Country.